Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 25, the Pygmalion Effect. Imagination is the tool with which you architect your life. And if you're not exercising it, if you're not using it, other people will. Sometimes consciously, but often they do it unconsciously as well. In fact, you are probably not aware of the ways that you are impacting other people's imagination and helping others create their lives, or restraining them unconsciously. This brings us to the Pygmalion effect. Pygmalion was, it's a Greek story. Pygmalion was a gifted sculptor. He was from Cyprus. One day he found this large, flawless piece of ivory. He sculpted a beautiful woman and found it so lovely that he became obsessed with the statue, thinking it his ideal woman. He went to the temple of Aphrodite to plead for a wife who would be as perfect as his statue. When Aphrodite visited the studio of the sculptor while he was away, she was flattered to find that the image was of herself. She decided to bring the statue to life, and when Pygmalion returned to his home, he found his ideal had actually come alive. Now, in 1968, a study was done by two researchers, Rosenthal and Jacobson, and they demonstrated something they called the Pygmalion effect, and they published a book called Pygmalion in the Classroom. Here's what they did for the study. They told the teachers that they would test the intelligence of children aged 6 to 12 years, all drawn from the same school, and then they would randomly assign children to two groups. Their teachers were told that the children in one group were high achievers, even though they were randomly chosen. At the end of the school year, these children showed significant test gains despite the random allocation to the group. In short, the researchers discovered that the teachers' expectations manifested in the children. Think about it. You're a teacher, and you're made to believe that these children on one side are gifted. And then you're told, oh, well, the tests show that the remaining children are, they're average or not so bright. You can imagine how this belief could influence how you respond to them. So the essential idea for teachers is that teachers' expectations can manifest in the children, in students. This is because we can often uncritically accept the subconscious pictures other people hold of us. Remember, pictures affect how people behave. Self-image, world image, images of other people, it affects how we respond to people. So the subconscious repository stores our picture of ourselves. And when we're young, that picture is influenced and reinforced by how other people picture us. Their pictures of us affect how they talk and behave around us. So it leads to a couple of interesting ideas. The Pygmalion effect can work both ways. First, you hold pictures of other people. Consider being very careful about the negative thoughts you hold of others, especially what you are sure is true about others. Not only do you create blind spots about others in yourself that screen out anything that does not match your stored truths about them, you may also actually transfer your negative images to them in a way that they may adopt, and you don't even know you're doing it. Also, be very careful about accepting as true any negative thoughts from others about you. Watch your own thoughts to screen out negative characterizations you may have accepted from others that may be holding you back, creating a negative, limiting picture of yourself. Other people's opinion of you are no longer any of your business. The fact is, we often carry multiple pictures of ourselves based on our current associations. In other words, different people may have given you different pictures of yourself, which can be triggered when you are with them, or the pictures can be triggered in a situation similar to the one that you remember. Perhaps when you visit your parents, you become their child again, feeling how their image of you puts you in a box of behaviors that reinforces their picture of you. You may find that around one group of people, one group, you're a different person, more confident, more capable, more articulate, wittier. But then you're around another group and it feels the exact opposite. You feel insecure and not able to articulate things as clearly. Sometimes you return to old friends, maybe from high school or college, that you haven't seen in years. And suddenly you fall into these old picture patterns of the kind of person you used to be, because that's what they remember of you, not the current picture. You can also see this in other people. Maybe you're with a spouse or a good friend, and suddenly they seem to go through a personality shift when they're around their parents or another group of friends. Have you noticed how you may change when you're with your church group or your drinking poker buddies or your shopping friends or your coworkers or your neighbors? Different groups bring out different sides to you. Few of us maintain a single consistent picture of ourselves as we move from peer group or person to person. However, over time, you can develop a strong, consistent self-image that does not change significantly when your environment changes. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.